In this episode of the Members Only podcast, I'm going to go through some tips I gave a student who reached out to me and said they were a bit stuck because they'd lost structure in the guitar practice. They're picking the guitar up every day, but they tend to just noodle about, you know, jumping from song to song, struggling to engage back with the foundations and structure that, you know, we use at Beginner Guitar Academy. And just wanted a bit of advice, a bit of a kind of push in the right direction to get back on track. So I'm going to walk you through exactly what I said to them, walk you through the 7 tips that I gave them. And so hopefully this can help you out, because we are going to hit points in our learning where we are going to be demotivated, where you probably will go down a rabbit hole and kind of leave the structure behind a little bit, and might need a bit of course correction, you know, a little bit further down the road. I think it's, you've got to expect this. It's not going to be plain sailing. You're not going to pick up the guitar and stay structured every single time. And it's nice to have little breaks. It's nice to change it up a little bit, or it's going to get monotonous, it's going to get boring. But equally, we do have to remember that, yes, playing guitar is fun. It should be, you know, a fun experience, but it's also educational. And when you are being educated, there is going to be a little bit of, I'm learning something new. There's a bit of stretching required to get down certain new techniques. There's going to be some perseverance and determination required as well. So we're going to have obviously a little bit of both. So these are good things, especially if you're just starting out, to have in the back of your head. I have a lot of students come to me and said, right, I stopped doing this thing because I just wanted it to be fun and it wasn't fun anymore. There's going to be certain steps in our journey that aren't going to be fun. When we hit bar chords, they're not fun. They're hard, and it's going to take a fair bit of time to get your fingers used to them. But the other side of that challenge is just when it does get fun, because when you start having those bar chords, you open up the neck, you can move around, and it's worth the effort, basically, I suppose, what I'm trying to say. So it's good to have that realistic mindset. Yes, there are going to be challenges, but once you overcome them, you're going to be that much better for obviously doing it. So let's dive into the 7 tips that I gave this student. So the first one was to set a clear goal. So it's easy to jump around if we're not 100% what we're doing. Now, the great thing obviously about Beginner Guitar Academy is we have the levels. The levels show you obviously where you're going. You're going from level 1 to level 2. You're going through the classes. So it's kind of mapped out for you. But you could get more granular than that. Now, I have said previously, when you're setting goals, try not to set goals as in I'm going to be level 2 by Christmas. The reason I think goals like that are very useful is because there's obviously skills in level 2 that, or in, you know, level 1, sorry, to get to that level 2 goal that you might not have come up against yet. So they might be quite challenging. So you don't know perhaps what's coming down the road unless you look ahead and sort of plan effectively like that, that they might just really kick your butt, and then you won't reach level 2 by Christmas. You're going to be demotivated, and you've got then the dark side of setting a goal like that, of where it just makes you want to stop or quit because you're so demotivated about doing it. I had this when I was running the Brighton Marathon. When was that? Beginning of this year? I think it was April, was it? And I went to get under 4 miles, you know, hit that 4 miles. That's a short marathon. 4 hours, sorry. And I didn't make it. I got to mile 23 and I stopped. And then I ended up running and walking to the end. I still managed to get it in 4 hours and 16. It was still a personal best. It was the best marathon I've run out of the 4 marathons I've done. But I didn't see it as a personal best. I saw it as a failure because I didn't reach my target within that 4 hours. So I totally just ignored how well I'd actually done. For one, to get there and obviously go through the training and all that kind of preparation. But to get personal best, but I didn't even acknowledge it. I was like, oh, I didn't hit the 4 hours. So bear that in mind. You can only control what you can control. What we can control, though, when you're setting goals, is your time investment. You control if you're going to sit for half an hour with the guitar. Now, you can't always control the outcome of that practice session, obviously, because you might have a good practice session where it's just you're in the flow and you're just, fingers feel like they're just like water. They're just moving around really fluidly. You have others where it's like, oh, my fingers feel like rocks. They're not going in the right places. They're really awkward feeling. Again, we're not in control of that. But we are in control of that we sit down and we do it. Now, if you're just doing it, there's going to be benefit. You might not feel it in the moment. There's always going to be benefit, obviously, doing something. Of course there is. So a good goal to set is I'm going to do it for, you know, 20 minutes. I'm going to do it for 30 minutes. I'm going to do this chord progression 5 times round. I'm going to try and work at this 65 beats per minute for this amount of repetitions. They're goals that we can control, so they're goals you want to be setting. But that's the main thing to start with, set a clear goal. Number two is make a weekly practice plan. So if you are kind of noodling around, you're kind of off in different areas, it might be because we haven't got that structured practice plan, or we've kind of forgotten about it, maybe. So break your practice into small, manageable chunks. You know, beginning guitar can be using the G4 method. We have that half an hour routine, 5 minutes warm up, 10 minutes skill one, 10 minutes skill two, 5 minutes song at the end. Now, obviously, you can adapt that. You can change it around. If you practice for longer, you can do longer song at the end. You could do longer a certain skill that needs work, but try and mix it up. The best thing to do is to break in so smaller sort of chunks for a few reasons. One, it keeps it interesting, so you're changing up. Two, you're not just focusing on one thing, and you've got to the end of the week, you think, oh, I've been practicing chords all week. I've forgotten everything else. My rhythm's now suffered. I've forgotten all my notes. The theory's gone that I remembered last week. I've forgotten the alphabet or something like that. So you want to have it varied, so you are building all of the seven skills at the same time. And with variation, makes it interesting. You're not going to be stressing out because you're working on one thing. So bear that in mind. Make a weekly practice plan and try and stick to that. Number three is use a timer. Now, timer is really helpful to make sure you don't just do one thing and you don't get lost. And I used to do that all the time. I'd pick up a guitar, just play around, and before I'd known, an hour's gone, I've perhaps been improvising, I've perhaps just been kind of playing maybe scales or something like that. I used to sit there and be very regimented with my scales, really anal, just working for it, make sure I've got good technique, and, you know, really drilling it around, around, around. Again, the problem with that is you only work on your scales. That's one part of guitar playing. Now, if you only want to ever play scales, then brilliant. But if you want to play your scales, then you perhaps want to be a lead guitar player, so you need to work then on the creativity. You need to take that scale and actually use it over backing track, then start working on your lead guitar techniques, your phrasing, and that kind of good stuff as well. So that's why we use a timer, to make sure, again, we're not aimlessly nooding, keeping it really focused on those tasks at hand that we set with that clear goal earlier on. Number four is keep it fresh, but keep it balanced. So it's great to noodle and explore, and there's definitely a point or part in our practice where we want to do that. That's encouraging you to do that. But try to sandwich that kind of freedom or unstructured work between structured work. For example, start with a warm-up, move to skill building, and end with the free play as a ward. I used a great little, an image that was like a dinner table. And the entree, the starter, was the warm-up. The main course was the skills. The dessert at the end was the songs. It's always good to end with the songs, because if you start with the songs, you probably won't go anywhere else except for playing your songs. So use the songs at the end as your little award for finishing it is a really good way of doing it. As I say, keep it fresh, mix in other things. So beginning guitar, I've tried to make it so you've got lots of stuff on there to play around with. There's loads of riffs. The riffs are fantastic. And we've just put loads of new ones up there last couple of weeks, going through our British music series on the podcast. Riffs are great, so it won't take too long to get down, but they're super fun. Scott did Paint It Black, and he posted in the forum, was it a couple of days ago that I'm recording this podcast, of him performing it. He put it in the performance section and just said he loved learning that riff. So that's a great thing to do. You pick a riff, spend a couple of days in it, and you just love playing this riff. It's a great tune. We've got the song section if you want to go in a bit more depth, and we've got the workshop section if you want to work on a particular technique. There's artist's collection of riffs and songs and stuff in there as well. And we've got the quick tips, we've got the quick licks, we've got other bits on there you can explore. So there's loads of stuff to bring into your practice routine alongside the structure of the classes. Again, keep it fresh, but keep it balanced. Don't forget about that structure. And then number five is to use the academy structure. So I've just gone over that. Now, if you are struggling with that structure of your practice, go and check out the practice plans in the resources section on Beginner Guitar Academy. The practice plans have the whole week mapped out, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through. And it shows you warm-up, it shows you your skills, and it rotates those skills as you work through the week. So as you go through, if you can go through that practice plan, you'll finish the week of rotating the skills. You've done each skill at least twice, and you're going to be coming, again, I use this word a lot, well-rounded. And that's what we want to be aiming for. We want to be that guitar player that can play whatever you want to play. You don't want to be the guitar player that, I can't play that because I can't do my bar chords. I can't play that because I'm not very good at strumming. I can't play that, blah, blah, blah. You want to be the guy that goes, I can play that because I know my skills. I'm a good player. So a practice plan is going to help you, again, exercise all the areas. So definitely go and check them out. If you haven't got a practice plan, go and check out the resource section, download those practice plans. I think they'll really help you out. Again, some people thrive with structure. I'm one of those sort of people, I like to know what I'm doing and then I'll do it. If you're one of those people that doesn't really work on structure, try and get a little bit more structure than perhaps you are. If you are struggling with this, obviously we need something there. But maybe the practice plans will be a bit too, you know, hardcore for you. Again, you're the only one can answer that. Play around with it, but it might just be the thing that obviously really works. So tip number six is to track your progress. Now, keep a simple practice journal, checklist, or just your practice log, where you just fill in the minutes you practiced and then you keep them running total through the month. The practice log is really kind of the, I suppose, like the, I was gonna say a secret of G4. It's not really the secret, but it's something that we've used really effectively in G4 with students to help them practice. Super simple, you know, you just literally log your time. Again, that's something we can control. We can control how long we're sitting with the guitar for and playing. So it works really well. In the school, I used to have a top three leaderboard and I'd look at everyone's minutes every week. And at the end of the month, I'll take their total, we'll put it on the leaderboard and we'd see who's the top kind of on the minutes. Now, it doesn't always mean who's the best player in the school. That means who's sitting there for the amount of time and practicing. So I wasn't judging people on how good they were. I wasn't judging them on how much they're putting into it. And everyone had the ability to put in their time. So that's what I mean. That's something we can control. So yeah, track your progress. Also for giving you a bit of a lift when you're feeling down and looking at your practice journal. That could be obviously in the Academy forum. That could just be a little, you know, little notebook you have at home. If you look back a few weeks and you think, oh yeah, I was really struggling with that exercise or that riff, you know, a few weeks ago, and now I can play that really well. It brings you out of that hole that you might be in where you're thinking, I'm just not improving here. Because you haven't seen that improvement because it's been stretched over that, you know, that long time period. When you look backwards, it's in black and white. You can see clearly I have improved. So that's why it's really important to track your progress. And then the final one, guys, number seven, something I don't think a lot of students do enough of, and that is reach out for support or reach out for feedback to me. I suppose nothing saddens me more than when I get the email or I see someone's cancelled their subscription and they haven't reached out to me, because I'll then... When you cancel your subscription, you get an email, I'll ping an email to you asking why. You know, I want feedback, I want to see why. And quite often people say, oh, I got stuck with this for so long and it just got boring. I couldn't get past it. Ask for feedback, why don't you reach out? We could work through it together. Quite often it's a really simple technique or simple shift that we can do that you'll get it. So again, this is why beginning guitar can be so good, because you have access to me whenever you need me. Again, there's no online school that you can do that with unless you're going to pay a premium price. Now, some schools now do that. I was looking at one earlier, Zero to Guitar Hero, that, you know, Dave Tran on YouTube. He's brought out his guitar course. And obviously, when I see guitar course come out, I'll go and check them out and see if there's any ideas I can use or, you know, how they kind of structure and stuff like that. And to get feedback from him, you get it, I think he said like every couple of months. He does like a Q&A. You've got to wait a couple of months. You know, with beginning guitar club, you could send me a message. Some people do, you know, a couple of times a week. That's just built into it. So use that. I don't mind, guys. Some people think I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I'm your teacher. I want you to succeed. And the worst thing is when I see people struggle when you don't need to. So please send me a video through the support bubble. Tag me inside the community. You can even send me a message privately through the community. You can also email me anytime, info@beginningguitaracademy.com. But yeah, feel free to reach out anytime you need support, because sometimes that's all it is. And this student that actually reached out and said, I've lost structure, can you help me? I sent him these seven tips. I then checked in a week later and he said, well, just having that kind of support or having that kind of feedback has really helped him. And then that next week, he'd felt like he'd improved. He'd started getting a bit more structured, started moving forward. It'd all been going in the right direction. Sometimes you just need to kind of vent, you need to just kind of let it out there and have someone tell you that, yep, that's normal. Here's what we can do to fix it. Here's an action plan. And then we're off to the races. So guys, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to be doing more of these as questions come up in the community, or I see questions come up from students, because I think this is really helpful. Obviously, it's more targeted to Beginner Guitar Academy, so maybe not something I'd put on the actual Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. Sometimes they will obviously filter through to that, but I thought this would be a good thing just to bring out, just so you guys can listen, and it might help some people if you are feeling a bit demotivated, unstructured, to get some structure, get some more motivation back, and get you rocking. So if you need any help, obviously just let me know. That is why I'm here, to help you guys out. But in the meantime, I'll chat to you guys in the community, and keep practicing.